am, yes, I am the descendant,
yes, yes,
of those folks whose backs got broke, fell, fell down inside the gun smoke.
Black people,
chains on their ankles and feet. I am descendants of the builders of your streets.
Oh my God.
Black people,
oh my God. I'm sorry, y'all. I'm so sorry. I was wrong. I was dead wrong. And y'all know me. Y'all know I don't ever mind admitting when I'm wrong. And I was dead wrong. Sorry, hip hop. I acted how the radio stations acted, like this was a disposable art form.
Inevitably, hip hop records are treated as though they are disposable. They're not maximized as product, even. You know, not to mention as art.
I guess now because I'm older, I take heed more now to negativity and the effect that it can have on, you know, on everybody, on me, on my kids, on y'all. I started to feel like, you know, like it was doing more damage than good. And even if it is, which it's not, because, you know, this is a genre that's being dominated by our people, that's making our people millionaires. So I was bugging. I really, like I said, it was the lyrics the lack of lyricism, and what am I trying to say, y'all? And wait, I gotta let this rock a little bit more. Hold up. Oh my God. In case y'all ain't know, this Mos Def, it's called Rock and Roll. He said Elvis Presley ain't got no soul. Man, see what I'm saying? Like, it's messages that can come across in these songs that, you know, you're not going to get from nowhere else. You see what I'm saying? And, I mean, you know, like I said, I was just more so focused on the negativity. You know, like I said, the lack of lyricism and the lack of content, really. You know, it's just every, you know, now it seems like everybody just making songs saying anything, you know, or should I say saying nothing. But regardless, some of that shit is fun too. Like this, John, look, this my shit right here. See what I'm saying? Like this shit right here. This shit come on.
I got an iPhone and
right.
Look at your whole shield.
Oh my God.
And you still wanna keep her. I just Michael Jackson beat her.
Like, yeah, don't talk about swag, I'm dabbing. Now, this,
I read up on other assassins. I'm moving in orderly fashion.
This not even mumble rap. They really, he's saying something.
With plastic. My life for real scare tactics, scary. You
right.
Nigga drinking molasses.
What is this, drink? This my shit better than drink. But, yeah, so sorry to hip-hop, it mean, any of y'all, I did get a couple DMs, people saying that I was tripping, y'all right, I was tripping, I was pulling a 20-something-year-old move, something that niggas in their 20s do. I was being an idealist. I wanted shit to be perfect when there's nothing perfect. Everything got some negative shit to it. So my bad, you mean, I didn't mean to, you know, to try to throw hip hop away, not even my own eyes. Shit, who the fuck am I? See what I'm saying? Like, I'm not saying y'all was gonna listen to me and be like, yeah, he right. I ain't listening to rap no more. No, I knew that wasn't gonna happen. I knew that. I knew y'all was gonna keep listening to whatever y'all wanna listen to. I knew that already. I'm just saying that, you know, I feel bad for feeling that way. I feel bad for trying to turn my back on something that I liked for so, you know, liked or loved for so long. And see, look, and you hear the shit Mos Def was saying in that song. Like, he really breaking that. Like, y'all go back and listen to the whole song. He really break it down, all that shit. You see what I'm saying? Like yeah, my grandma was raised on a reservation. My great grandma was raised on a plantation. You see what I'm saying? Like, he going back. And I mean, most of us is here because of that shit. Most of us is here because of slavery and racism and all. Most of us, that's why we here. Most of us got some type of white blood in our body. Some white man raped somebody in your family somewhere down the line. Something. You see what I'm saying? So it's like that. It's like that Dave Chappelle joke. I'ma fuck it up, but it's something about, you know, like sometimes there's a benefit to a lie about the whole Emmett Till thing and start, you know, how that basically start out civil rights. But it's true. Like, sometimes it's a benefit to something bad. Like, sometimes some bad shit turn into good shit. Think about it. No, without slavery, no NBA. Ain't gonna be no NBA, or if it is, it's gonna be a bunch of old white, unathletic people, you see what I'm saying? Dribbling one hand at a time, doing fancy layups, no dunks. Dunks gone. You see what I'm saying? That shit is gone. You know, without slavery, shit, no hip hop. Without slavery, stand-up comedy would be completely different. That's because you're talking about no Richard Pryor, no Martin Lawrence, no, like, you see what I'm saying? Like, some good shit spun off from it, which I'm not sure we would have still had if we'd have been in Africa. You see what I'm saying? Well, you can't really even say it like that because we wouldn't have existed. Like, I wouldn't be me if slavery never happened. So, you know, you can't even really even think like that. So, sometimes some negative shit sprouts positive seeds. Just like sometimes some positive shit can sprout a negative seed. Like, I need an example now. What's an example of some positive shit? You do something good and it turned out to be the fucking, you know, horrible. I want a historical example. Come on, help me out, y'all. Something where they tried to do the right thing, and oh, you can look at this whole terrorism thing and call that. You know, all this fucking Taliban, all that, you know, that the Taliban, Al Qaeda, and all that. That shit started with them being on our side. So, boom, that's something that started out positive. You see what I'm saying? The United States government funded these small groups of Islamic soldiers or Arabic soldiers, or however you want to call them, and you know, eventually that sprouted into a terrorist group that supposedly, you know, is behind 9/11. So, you know, some positive shit that sprouted into negative. You know what? That's a bad example because that's not really positive. They still was killing people. Fuck it. I don't know. I don't give a fuck. Y'all figure it out. I don't know. But moving on. Speaking of racism, speaking of being woke, I mean, you know, we in the middle of the woke competitions. Everybody trying to prove how woke they are, how woke they are, because it's not awoke. Whatever. But yeah, everybody trying to prove that, you know, that their moral compass is better than everybody else's. I don't see color. I don't. We all think fucked up shit. Like, come on. You're not going to tell me that sometimes white people, let's be real right now, and DM me and let me know that I'm on the right track. Y'all not going to tell me that sometimes y'all don't walk past black people and be like, fucking nigger. Like, just think it in your head or mumble under your breath. Fucking nigger. But then you act like, but then you had a Black Lives Matter march, because now it's just hip to be woke. It's just hip now. Black women, you can't be woke if you wear weave. If you sewing somebody else's hair into your shit, you can't be woke. Yeah. You ain't woke up. You ain't wake up enough to fucking, to stop doing some shit like that. You know how unsanitary that is when you really think about it? Yo, like, I never even really thought, like, oh, really, like, yo, wait, time out. All jokes aside, time out. Think about it. You taking somebody else's hair that cut that shit out of their hair. You don't know this person. You know how they live. You know how they grew up. You don't know what they did with this hair. You don't know if they ever had lice. Yeah. You don't know nothing. This shit was in their scalp. This shit came out of their skin. Yeah. And you taking it and sewing it into your hair. You sewing it into some shit that come out of your skin. That's fucking nuts. Just to have straight hair? Damn it. Fuck. Yo, they mind fucked us bad. Damn. Just to have fucking straight hair? Yeah, I'm about to go pay fucking $300 for this Brazilian. That's the shit y'all be on. That shit, you paying money to do some dirty shit. That's fucking ridiculous. To sew somebody else's hair. Like, yo, just think about it. Imagine that. Imagine if a man couldn't grow a beard. Yo, you know how y'all would grind us up if we was taking fucking somebody else's beard and fucking getting that shit, like, get some adhesive and putting that on our face? Men wouldn't be able to hear the end of that. But you know what? That's different, though, because the weave shit kind of our fault, because we a mind fuck so bad that a lot of black men prefer straight hair, even though that's not our natural hair type. And let me talk to the fellas real quick, man. This is what we're gonna stop right now. The super critical shit of our women. Like, fuck, like, come on, cut it out, man. Like, I be seeing fat niggas talking shit about women bodies. Like, don't do that, bro. No, nigga, you fat as shit. You see what I'm saying? Like, how you gonna be fat trying to say that this lady ill built? You see what I'm saying? What you think you is? Like, how you comfortable to do that? Same thing with me right now, talking about y'all wearing weed. You can't be woke if you wear weed, though. That's all I'm saying. You can't be. But yeah, but that's like the same thing with me talking about y'all wearing weed. I can't, you mean? I'm not saying that to be critical. If you look good, you look good, baby. That's just what it is. You see what I'm saying? I'm saying it because I want us to appreciate our own shit. But I need, but it may come off as me being critical. And it's a lot of men out here that are extremely critical. And they're critical about things that is fucked up with they self. You see what I'm saying? Like, perfect example. So let's say I was saying this, like, you can't be wearing weave and shit like that. But then I'm like, but then it's like the women that I'm attracted to, I wouldn't like them if they had natural hair. Like, it's like, you see her hair though? Or shit, even better, a woman with natural hair, and I'm like, wow, she needs you. Yo, you should get your you need a fucking perm. Meanwhile, I'm walking around woofing with my hair all napped up. I ain't walking around with no fucking perm. You see what I'm saying? Come on, y'all. Let's start to appreciate our features. Everybody else appreciate them. Let's appreciate our shit, man. Like, we was born with it for a reason. It's ridiculous to think that it's actually people that's fucking so. Yo, I never really, like, sat down and thought about it. Like, how wild that is. That's fucking wild. You don't even know this Brazilian girl. All you know is that you taking her hair and sewing it into your hair.
Yeah.
She could have been sleeping on dirt her whole life. Yeah. And you just, that's all right. You see what I'm saying? It could be somebody that was dead. What if it was somebody that was dead? Yeah. And they cut their hair out and then fucking bundled that shit up and then sold it. Like, yo, that, you don't know where that hair comes. What if it's a man?
Yeah.
Like, you don't know where this hair coming from. Even worse is before when they need to be using horse hair. That's even worse. What if they gave you the hair from the tail of the horse? That means horse shit slid by it.
Yeah.
that means the horse shit it and the shit slid by the tail, and then they just rinsed that shit off and gave it to you.
Yeah.
Like, yo, that's nuts. That's worse. So then, not is it all right for the joints that sold synthetic hair? And fuck no, if your hair not straight, oh well, fuck it. If you weren't born with straight hair, it don't gotta be straight. Let's make it. Come on, black man, let's help them out. Let's start to appreciate that. Let's flip the script. It ain't that easy. I know. It's been too many years of mind rape. We've been mind raped for however the fuck long. Y'all saw the boy in the NFL when they asked him about the Kaepernick shirt.
Next year will be 2019. It'll mark 400 years since the first slaves touched the soil in this country. That's 400 years of systemic oppression. That's slavery, Jim Crow, new Jim Crow, mass incarceration. You name it, the Great Depression, they come out with the New Deal. Black people didn't have access to those government stimulus packages. The New Deal set up what is known as the modern day middle class. We didn't have access to those programs, the GI Bill, Social Security, home loans, none of that. So this has been happening since my people have gotten here. And so I just felt the need to say something.
I like the fact that, you know, because of Colin Kaepernick, a lot of NFL players are more socially aware. That's popping. You see what I'm saying? And because the NFL players are more socially aware, I think it's making everybody more socially aware. Like, you know, it's obviously a trend you probably noticed a while ago that, you know, everything is trending towards social justice and whatever the fuck. Even if people don't really believe it, they still preaching it. You see what I'm saying? My bad, I'm drinking this Green Machine. This joint rocking. Joint good as hell, boy. But yeah, like, that was, man, that was cool. Yo, I haven't watched a football game at all this year. Not one. I don't give a fuck about football. I used to, though. I used to be, like, big, and I used to love football. Like, love it. Like, I mean, real life, love it. I loved football so much that I thought I could play it, but I couldn't. I wasn't shit at football. Fuck no. I wasn't shit. I ain't scared. Listen, I'm not scared to admit when I make a fucking mistake. That was a mistake. See what I'm saying? Get my head knocked around. For what? But yeah, I used to love football, but now I can't. I don't like. It's not something. It's not like I despise it. It's just like I honestly just don't have any care for. I don't care. I just don't give a fuck. I don't care. Like, all right, cool. Football game on. Let's watch Ozark. Ozark is fucking popping. And I meant that. If y'all follow me on Facebook, I meant that post. You mean? You don't watch Ozark? It's one thing if you don't watch it. If you started watching it and you turned it off like, yeah, this ain't my thing. Man, listen, you can eat a dick, bro, because I don't even know what type of person you is if you don't like Ozark. What type of person are you? Like, that's wild. But yeah, like, I don't like football. I don't give a fuck about football no more. And I ain't gonna say I don't like it. Like, I still enjoy watching highlights. But to sit down and watch it, I don't care that much about anything. I'd rather be doing something productive. I'd rather be making something than watching the fucking football game. But same thing with them, like, long-ass movies. Like, I'm not watching a three-hour movie, yo. Like, that's chalk. It ain't happening. Wow, that shit gonna take me two days to watch that shit. I'll watch half today, half tomorrow. I can't give away that much time of my life to a fucking video that's not making me no money or no shit like that. Fuck all that. See what I'm saying? But you know what I'm into more? I like watching basketball way more now. I don't know what it is, but probably because the Sixers are good again. But I'm into that. And I'm in the I'm in the boxing. That's my shit. But you know, with my new thing, MMA, I'm heavy into watching that MMA shit. I could watch two nobodies fighting that shit. I don't be need even I know their name. That shit is so brutal and just fucking action packed. Like, I could watch MMA all fucking day. Like, that's my now. See now, you see what that was? That was a direct hypocritical statement. I just said I can't sit nowhere for that long and devote that much time to watching something that ain't making me no money, and then fast forward 2 minutes later, all right, listen, y'all, I'm finding my voice. You know what I mean? Sometimes everybody got hypocritical thoughts going on in their brain. You see what I'm saying? The only difference is I record mine and then say it to y'all. There ain't nothing wrong with that, you know? Sometimes you're going to be a hypocrite, yo. I think that's part of, I think that's just part of human experience. Like, just going against your own word sometimes. That's just part of it. Oh yeah, but you know, Khabib Nurmagomedov. You know, Khabib Nurmagomedov about to fight Conor McGregor tomorrow. No, Saturday. And if you didn't know, now you know. And this is a fight. If you're going, you know, if you going to go to a bar. Watch, check it out. Okay, I wouldn't tell you to pay, you know, pay for pay-per-view for if you don't already watch MMA. But this one you should see. This motherfucker said he gonna change his face. He said Khabib Nurmagomedov said he gonna change Conor McGregor's face and his career. He said, you know, he a Russian boy, so he said with that accent, with that,
make him humble, a little bit teach him, and you know, not only smash, like change his face. You know, I want to change his face. Of course, with face, I can change his mind too, you know. And this is what I want, bro.
We not fighting now, bro. You just said you about to mangle my shit. You just said I'm going to need plastic surgery after that. We not fighting. Especially, I just made $100 million fighting Floyd. I'm not about to have you fuck my face up now. Because you Russian. You see what I'm saying? Because you Russian and y'all got that built-in anger and all that. You just want to fuck my face up. And come on, I'm not doing it. Conor McGregor, he got heart, though. He walked in there talking heavy to this boy. He called his dad a coward. Listen, they got the best press conferences, y'all. I'm trying to tell you. Fuck boxing. Boxing be sweet now. It barely be any fucking... It don't be no altercations outside the ring in boxing. Not no more. It used to. when like Tyson and all them niggas was popping. But now there don't be none of that shit. All that shit be with the MMA fighters. They be snapping on each other. But yeah, I'm definitely trying to watch that joint on Saturday. I don't know where. DM me, let me know. Let me know where, if any of y'all watching the fight, where y'all watching it at. And I slide. Shit, I cut the record shit on. You know, I make another episode. We talk about that shit. And see, I'm the type of person where sometimes I say shit and I get myself into shit, but once I get myself into it, I gotta go through with it. And that's a positive and a negative thing. Like, for instance, I said I'm going to do a podcast. So now I'm going to always do a podcast. Now, it might not come on time all the time. It might, you know. But I'm going to do it. I'm going to make sure it get done. It ain't just, it's never going to be over for this joint. Actually, I got a little announcement, but let me finish my point. So I do that a lot, though. Like, I'll say something, then somebody will challenge me or something. And then I'm like, yeah, let's do it then. Come on, let's go. And I done gotten this shit. That done got me into a lot of fucked up positions too, though. It done got me into some good experiences where it's like, damn, if I wasn't so fucking, you know, feel like I had to prove myself, I would have never had this great experience. But then at the same time, I done been experienced. I done went through shit where it's like, damn, if I done never did this, I wouldn't have got locked up. Damn, if I never did this, I wouldn't have fucking, you see what I'm saying? Whatever the fuck. Come on now, we about to rob this nigga. You with it? Yeah, I'm fucking with it. Let's go. Then niggas pull guns, and I'm just playing the role, acting like I'm really into this shit, and I'm doing the shit, playing the role. But when the shit first pop off, or when the shit over, I got the fucking. Remember how Ace looked when Rico shot boy his ass. He did the rub the back of your head, John. Like, yo, I think this shit was gonna be this deep. He did that, John. That was my face on many occasions. And anytime I ever did some wild shit, I always was scared as fuck. So my thing is, like y'all niggas that's really doing that shit on a daily. I don't know how y'all do that, man. I'd be scared as shit. I go through it because I can't let nobody down. But I'll be scared as shit when I'm doing some wild shit, man. Like taking felony chances? Hell yeah. That's why I'm happy I'm 30 something now. I'm happy I'm 32 now, man. My bad. I didn't mean to belch all of y'all jaw like that. But yeah, I'm happy I'm 32 now because now I ain't got to do none of that type shit. Which I didn't have to before, but you know, once you hit 30, it's like, I don't care what nobody think about me. See what I'm saying? Like, once you hit 30, it's like that ego shit start to go out the window. And that's really where I'm at with it right now. Like, that ego shit going clean out the fucking window. Like, it been out the window now. I'm 2 years deep in 30, so, you know. But when I was younger, teenager, early 20s, I used to be doing stupid shit. Just being around stupid niggas. You see what I'm saying? Trying to prove that we was the same type of person. But in my brain would be telling me like, yo, you not like them, dog. You not like these niggas. These niggas grew up in households where they ain't had no love, no affection. They grew up like animals. You grew up in a household where your mom was super loving. You see what I'm saying? Your mom used to hug you all the time, bro. That's the truth, though. Like, I really used to be thinking that shit. Like, yeah, I ain't like y'all niggas. I'm doing shit to make y'all think I'm like y'all, but I'm not. Like, I always was a sweet ass kid. You see what I'm saying? Too fucking sweet, for real, for real. Like, I wanted to be affectionate with my friends. Not gay shit. No, I mean, like, yo, cut it out. Like, why y'all minds got, see, that's the problem. That's the problem now. That's why I started trying to prove shit. Because look where y'all brains went. Y'all brains went right to some fucking gay shit. No, not gay. But I can understand how, as a little boy, if I'd have acted out on some. Like, for instance, if I fucking, I'm used to hugging my mom and my family members and shit. And then you say you in third grade or second grade, you go to hug one of your friends. They'd be like, yo, what, you gay or something, dog? So I could see how a little boy would make that, you know, how you could jump to that conclusion. Like, why this other little boy trying to hug me? What's up with him? And it shouldn't be like that. Or should it? You talking about what you mean should and shouldn't? You talking ideals again? Come on, bro. It is what it is. That's right. It is what it is. My bad. But yeah, like I always yearned for camaraderie. Like I had friends, but like when you young, you and your friends kind of chill, like on the step, y'all go do stuff, play sports, whatever. And I remember like riding around my mom, or sometimes being in the car, my dad, my uncle, somebody like that, and seeing niggas hanging on the corner, and it's usually like they were having so much fun, and I'm like, damn, like, yo, that's where it's at, like, when can me and my niggas start hanging on the corner, like, I want to just, because, you know, all you see is niggas laughing, joking, other boys riding up on bikes, saying what they saying, you see what I'm saying, little friendly sports debates, like, it just seemed like the place to be when you was a kid, like, yo, I want to hang on the fucking corner, they got the corner popping, you don't even know what they doing on that corner. You go out there, 2-3 days later, you start saying what's up to the guy, to the older guys on the corner. Like, yo, what's up, boy? Yeah, man. Oh, what's up, young boy? You good? Yeah, I'm straight. And be blah, blah, blah. You ease up with a quarter every now and then. One day you go out there on the corner. Ain't nobody out there. It's just some fucking candles and teddy bears and shit. You're like, what the fuck? What the fuck is this? And then you see fucking R.I.P. Azeem or some shit like that. Damn. What happened to Azeem? Oh, your nigga slid through and shot the block up, bro. And then that's when you learn, like, oh, okay. So this corner shit got something to it. It ain't all just funny games. You gotta be ready for everything else that comes with you. But as a child, seeing black men that's a little bit older than you, or, you know, that's grown, or that's teenagers, or whatever the case may be, seeing them out there make you feel like you should be out there. Especially, you know, like I said, it's all this. They just laughing, having a good time. But, you know, my mom always told me that nothing good happened on no corner. But I still end up trying to slide. Couldn't wait to do that shit. And then now I stop through. Now, if I see any of my friends or something on the corner, yo, what's good, boy? All right, man. Yep, I might run in the store just to make it, you know, to get them a reason to think that, just to linger around a little bit longer, and I get the fuck out of there. Cause I'm gonna tell y'all something, man. This some advice that if you ain't here, you should have heard it by now. I don't know how old you is, personal listener, but it's always the person that's not involved that get killed. So just stay the fuck away from that shit. If you ain't involved, you know, slide through and be the fuck out. Y'all probably can hear it too. I'm sober as shit right now. I gotta stick to, like, yo, can y'all help me, man? Like, y'all remember when I first started this shit back in January? That was sober. Nah, I was sticking to my guns. I was in deep. You see what I'm saying? No relapses. And you know when I relapsed? I relapsed when, remember, I had to get that abortion for that shorty. That was like my second or third episode, whatever it was. And, you know, just the stress of that, just thinking about all that shit, like, damn. Because, you know, she wasn't really trying to do it. She was on some, I'm going to keep this, baby. Meanwhile, she ain't like me at all. Like, she just wanted to make my life hard or something. But, yeah, so, you know. But, yeah, that's when I had first relapse. Then it was a on and off thing. Like, all right, I ain't smoking no weed. I'm chilling. Then I would chill for 2 weeks, then smoke for 2-3 weeks, then chill for a week, then back and forth. And then it's like, all right, boom. And then, you know, what day was that? October 1st was my uncle's birthday. My Uncle Sam, he passed away, 2 years ago. And he was my perfect example of a man. Like, to me, Uncle Sam was how you should pattern yourself as a man. Or how I should pattern myself. Let me speak for myself. Y'all don't know Uncle Sam. Y'all wasn't privileged enough to be a part of his life, or for him to be a part of your life. But I was. And this guy was a manly man. You know, worked construction for years, worked his way up the ladder, became, you know, like a union rep, that then became like the business manager of the union. And he got elected time after time, lived a good life, took care of his family. You know, ain't nobody perfect. And that's what made him seem even more perfect to me. Was that even once I learned his dirt, like, even once I, you know, you get older, you learn, like, all right, this is really up with this uncle. This is really up with that aunt. This is really up with this uncle. This is really up with that. Like, you learn, you know. And once I learned, I still was like, man, I wouldn't have handled it no better. I don't know too many people that would have handled the shit that, you see what I'm saying? And that's just part of being a man. But the main thing to me was that he took care of his business. He took care of his family. He took care of his kids. Like, you know? And I mean, anyway, back to the point. So his birthday was on Monday. So the day before, so Sunday. No, I don't think I ain't smoked Sunday. I smoked Saturday. I ain't smoked Sunday. Monday came. And you know, the thought ran across my mind, like, man, I'm about to go blow something. Then I was like, man, you know what? Man, fuck that. Man, No. It's a distraction. It takes me away from y'all. It takes me away from everything and everybody. It puts me in my own zone where I don't even want to deal. And I just don't deal. So I can't. I can't fuck with it. You see what I'm saying? Shit ain't no good, man. Not for me. A lot of y'all, yo, it'd be some functional potheads out here. And I'd be jealous as fuck. Like, yo, how you get all this shit done? Still be having all this energy. That shit make me fuck and just want to watch TV and lay down and chill and shit. You see what I'm saying? Man, I still go to the gym, but besides that, I don't be doing shit else if I'm blowing. So, now, we however many days in, if I ain't blow since last Saturday, and by the time y'all hear this, it's going to be Friday. We 6 days in. 6 days into the rest of my fucking life. You feel me? I went to an NA meeting. Yeah. I went to an NA meeting just to see what's up. Matter of fact, I think that was on Monday because I had the urge. I was like, man, I'm about to just. So I go to the meeting. Or was that Tuesday? Whatever the fuck day it was, I went to the meeting. And the meeting was at Masjid Allah. And y'all know how I feel about religion, but this is something I gotta do. If I walk into a masjid, I gotta pray. It just ain't right if I don't. You see what I'm saying? Especially I walk in and they call in prayer. Oh yeah, let's go. What I'm gonna do? I'm gonna ignore the call to prayer? What type of heathenism is that? You see what I'm saying? You can't. If you Christian and you walk into a masjid, you call to prayer, you better hop in the ranks. And figure it out. Better figure it out. But anyway, yeah, so I go to the meeting. So I'm in there talking. They give you a little. The best thing about them NA meetings, they give you a game plan. You see what I'm saying? And you know, a lot of people be embarrassed about shit. Like, embarrassed to do shit like that. Like, man, you going to wake up one day and be 70 and be like, damn, I've been getting high since I was fucking 19. And ain't accomplished shit. But working the same job now, I'm retired. Ain't doing shit. Ain't even seen a lot of the world. So you mean you? If you know you need help for something, don't be embarrassed. You gotta go get that shit. I knew I had to do it. And you know, give me some good pointers. Give me some real good pointers, like. And then you know the other part of it too is that you in there with people that's, well, at least in my case, I was in there with people that's in way worse predicaments than me. Like they fucked up their whole life, whereas with me, I just fucked up. You know, I still got some time left. I just fucked off a few years, but you mean? It was like, that's the other part, so I hope you put your shit in perspective. Like, all right, boom, you don't want to end up. Which I would never, these motherfuckers was cokeheads and dope and on dope and shit like that. So they was in a whole, they in a whole another ballpark. But I still was like, you know, it was still just good to hear they point of view from me. So, you know, y'all gonna have sober now back. So. And like the sponsor board, like my sponsor said, you want more, then you have to be more. And that's true. I gotta be more. I got so much discipline when it comes to my, you know, to working out and exercising my body and all that. But when it comes to just being more of the man, that's where I gotta start taking that shit over at. Cause like I said, my uncle was the man. Like, to the point where people called him boss. Like, that's what they called him, boss. And I ain't talking about people in my family. I'm talking about, you know, his peers and, you know, the people that worked for him. And that was like his name, boss. You see what I'm saying? If I have anybody that can look at me like that, you know, I feel like, and I ain't talking about as a boss. I'm talking about the way I look at him. If I could have anybody in my life look at me like, damn, like Naeem was like the perfect example of a man to me. That'd be beautiful. But I gotta build that. You see what I'm saying? Look, and I'm sniffling. I'm not crying. My nose stopped up. I'm sick. This French boy came to my job. He the fucking owner of that shit. He came to my job and he was sick as fuck. He gave me his European germs. Ain't shit changed. Same shit they did to the fucking Native Americans. These foreign germs that infected my system. They got me. I want to go to Europe though. I do. Just to see it. I don't really, you know, just to see it. Just to say I was there to see how the racist French or German or whatever countries I decide to go to, English, whoever the fuck they is. See how they look at me. Y'all not going to, come on, yo. We not about to play that game. We know that they all racist. Most of them. Most Europeans is racist. They don't see black people like me. Same thing with Asians. I heard when you go to China, they be fucking trying to touch you and shit. But you know what, though? Look, this is my secret. Don't tell nobody. Part of my plan, right? Oh, yeah, I got to tell you about this. What you call? What's about to happen over on this side. But, what I was talking about, Chinese people. Look, so it's part of my plan, right? I'm about to go to China. Because I look like a hip nigga. You feel me? Like, I look like somebody they would think is somebody. So I'm about to go over there and just get dressed every day, walk around, and just have some type of product I sell or start booking performances or something. Something, I don't know. They just love, they're so intrigued by us, though. You see what I'm saying? They intrigued by American black people because of our personality and, you know, all the shit we got with us. Our muscles. Fucking huge rods. You know what I'm saying? That's the best stereotype we got. Oh, yeah, they have huge loafs on them. They have huge fucking rods in their pants. That's the best stereotype we got. Fuck athleticism. Which also takes genius. This is something I've been saying for a little minute now. Just so you know, stop trying to discredit our young black athletically gifted men. Like, that's not, I mean, you know, this, it'd be a white quarterback. Yeah, he's more cerebral. You know, he surveys the field. And then it's a black quarterback. Yeah, he's just an athlete. He just, if the play breaks down, you know, he can buy you some extra time with his legs until something opens up. You know, he's just a bunch of raw talent. At the next level, he might be a wide receiver. Like, no, don't do that to us. Because what we not going to do is act like athleticism don't have nothing to do with your brain. Like, what the fuck? Anything you do in life got to do with your brain. So, if this person's brain is way better at transmitting messages to the body, and so much better that this person has almost absolute control of their body where they can jump fucking 5 feet off the ground, and they can fucking catch footballs with one hand, or they could do windmill dunks, or they could fucking cross somebody over and make them fall, or they could hit a step back three and make it real smooth and finesse. You see what I'm saying? Or they can slip 4, 5, 6 punches, then hit you with a wild combo, or they can any fucking thing. You see what I'm saying? The fact of the matter is, their brain is telling their body to do these moves, and they fucking do it flawlessly. So you know what that means? That they're smarter than you in that area. When it comes to, and this ain't even a race thing. It's a race thing because, you know, you hear a lot of white people, and then you hear black people piggyback off of these white people who say that, yeah, you know, they like to call the black athletes just, you know, physical specimens of athletic, and they like to call the white athletes cerebral, fucking, you know, crafty. Like, they get all the fucking, they get all the smart adjectives. You see what I'm saying? They get all the mentally gifted adjectives. And then black people just, no, he's just raw talent. He's just an athlete. And it's like, no, he's fucking smart, yo. You can't tell, your brain cannot get your body to do what the fuck his brain is getting his body to do. Even if you train as much as this guy right here, you can't, yours don't work like that. Our messages move a little bit smoother through our brain. You see what I'm saying? And I ain't talking about all black people, because there's white people that's more athletic than me. So it ain't that. I'm speaking in generalities. In general, black people, we a little bit smoother. dance a little better, got a little bit more rhythm. You know, we in tune with the universe. We had this conversation before, y'all. I mean, we just, you know, that's just what it is. But yeah, stop trying to discredit these young boys talking about something. No, he's just an athlete. No, he's a fucking genius. He's a fucking genius. You can't transmit your messages through your synapses, down your fucking spinal cord, to your fucking nerve endings, to your fucking hips, to your fucking thighs, to your fucking calf muscles, to your feet to fucking jump that high. So shut the fuck up. You can't do that shit. So don't, you mean? Like, it's real funny out here now, man. Everything funny. Don't it seem like we off the script? Like, I was thinking about that shit. It seemed like we in the movie, and now we off the script, and it's just all ad-libbing and winging. Like, we just winging it now. Like, all right, so what's next? Okay, so Donald Trump's the president, right? All right, yeah, right. Donald Trump's the president. And then, first, Caitlyn Jenner, Bruce Jenner changes his name to Caitlyn and turns into a woman. Then Donald Trump becomes president. Then fucking these trials open up about how Donald Trump became president and if the Russians helped him. Like the Russians ain't been our main fucking villain in a long time. At least not in my whole lifetime. You see what I'm saying? Like the Russians? Like this is like, it seems like a bad movie script that a fucking asshole bodybuilder dumbass white guy from the 80s made. Like, he's just fucking, he don't know shit but Donald Trump and Russians and fucking bullshit. Next is gonna be some type of nut ass alien or something gonna land in the middle of fucking on top of the White House. It's just gonna be the most obvious shit happening, or should I say the most unconventional but yet still obvious shit, because it's some shit that sounds like a fucking 5-year-old could have wrote. Like, this is ridiculous. We really are off the fucking script. Is anything happening now? Any fucking thing. Like, it's just wild. I mean, I'm happy to see it, though, because it's not predictable anymore. It seems like life was way too predictable before. You knew what was going to happen. Oh, this white guy's going to be president. And, oh, this, you're going to go to work and come back and you're going to watch TV with your family, then eat dinner. And like, yeah, everything was just boring as fuck. There was no space for, what's the word? There was no space to even learn about the nuance of life. Like, you couldn't see, you didn't know all these different angles and styles of people. You see what I'm saying? Which is why it was, back then, people felt okay to fucking talk crazy to gay people, and you know, because it was like, you're fucking weird. You're the only gay person in my town. And it's like, yeah, in this town, but there's millions of these people. And you know, I think it's a good thing about social media is that's a good and a bad thing, is that you can click up. If you into something, you can be into it with other people that's into it. Like the fucking, again, like the incels. That's bad. That's something that that's the bad part of social media. Is that you got groups of fucking weirdos that now they can link up and talk about how women don't have sex with them and how they gonna shoot some shit up if they don't get no pussy in the next 2 days or something. My thing is, why you just not already spanking it? Just spank it, bro. Like, sometimes if I'm in a predicament where I could have sex, but I'm like, I don't even like this girl, so I'll spank it just so I can talk myself out of it. Like, yeah, alright, cool, I don't even need to do that no more. Like, you just gotta, I don't know, just gotta take it easy, man. Just take it easy. Don't trip. Just take it easy. Life ain't, don't take yourself too serious. You know, like, be serious about your family and all that, and about your money, but about yourself, don't take yourself too serious, because I mean, that makes you try to uphold false identities, or, you know, or veils. You try to hide who you really are when you take yourself too serious. You don't want nobody to know your shortcomings and your pitfalls. But fuck it. What do it matter? Everybody got them. Y'all, everybody, all of y'all is a piece of shit. All of y'all. We all pieces of shit. Or we all glorious beings formed by this universe. But think about it however you want to think about it. You pick the side. It's either half empty or fucking half full. Whatever. But we all the same thing. Nobody perfect. Yeah, now. Some people are morally better than other people. Yeah, but it's not a fucking competition. And you could change every day. It depends on when you measure. So, you know, whatever. Stop tripping. Get your mood right. That's all. Stop tripping. Get your mood right. And I'm going to go out on that. You know? Because I think that's just the... You control your mood. So just control it. Stop tripping. Get your mood right. That's all. It's your mood. You walk around mad and upset and all that. That's not hurting nobody but you. You the one with the bad feelings on the inside. Don't let nobody do that. Let nobody push your buttons and control your shit. Sometimes I let people get me like that. And I had to remind myself. And the more I spend time, you know, alone. I mean, I'm in a relationship, but we don't like live together. So I still spend like a lot of time, you know, alone or just with my kids. So I just get time to think. But the more I spend time like that, the more I realize, like, oh, okay, listen, if somebody ain't making me feel how I want to feel, I'm sliding. I'll talk to you later, bro. You mean? I'll holler at you. Well, all right, shorty, look, I ain't about to argue, so I'll see you later. And I'm not talking about my girl. I'm trying to be all in my business. I ain't talking about my shorty. I'm just saying, any woman, don't try to be in my business. Don't try to read into what I'm saying. Like, now you know you got some inside information on now. You don't know shit. You see what I'm saying? My shit, we good. Amen? But all right, y'all, out. Oh, the announcement. I almost forgot to get the announcement. I got two more podcasts coming for y'all. Two more. Which I will disclose shortly. But just know, I got way more content coming. And two other genres, both podcasts, but I think y'all gonna love it. I think y'all gonna love it. It's something that I'm interested in, so hopefully y'all. And y'all let me know this. Some of y'all already let me know that y'all was interested in it, which is why I'm doing it. I'm doing it because people asked me about it, and it was something that I was going to incorporate on here. But it's like, nah, let's just give you a whole nother show, something else to tune into. You see what I'm saying? So we gonna do that. You know, like I said, man, stop tripping, get your mood right. All right, y'all.
Yeah. Spotlight, moonlight. Nigga, why you trippin'? Get your mood right. Shorty look good in the moonlight. All these pussy niggas so bad, my. Spotlight, moonlight. Nigga, why you trippin'? Get your mood right. Shorty look good in the moonlight. All these pussy niggas so bad, my. Spotlight. Moonlight, nigga, why you trippin'? Get your mood right. Shorty look good in the moonlight. All these pussy niggas so bad, my. Spotlight, moonlight, nigga, why you trippin'? Get your mood right. Shorty look good in the moonlight. All these pussy niggas so bad, my. Feel like I'm destined. I don't need no strength and resting now. Who are you testing? Fuck a scandal, here's your lesson now. Knife and testing, taking shots at all your brethren now. Feel like I'm damaged. I know you fucking playing. All these pussy niggas so bad, my. Spotlight, moonlight. Nigga, why you trippin'? Get your mood right. Shorty look good in the moonlight. All these pussy niggas so bad, my. Spotlight, moonlight. Nigga, why you trippin'? Get your mood right. Shorty look good.